We continue now with the fourth chapter of Yesodei Torah, and we are going to go back into the four components, the four different elements of everything that essentially exists underneath this earth. Those four things are fire, wind, water, and earth. Just as a reference from the last shiur, I pointed out that there are those mekubalim that point out that each of the four holy cities connect to each of the four different elements. Perhaps there are deeper explanations behind this, but on a very basic level, they explain that fire represents Yerushalayim, passion of Yerushalayim. Wind is Tzfat. People on a very high level at Tzfat. Well, Tveria is the water for obvious reasons, and Chevron for earth. Also for obvious reasons, most of what exists in Chevron is actually, for example, in Maras Machpelah underneath the earth there. Okay, back to the four elements. Arba gufin halalu shehem eish v'ruach u'mayim ve'eretz heim yesodos kol ha'nivraim l'mata min harakia. Everything that exists beneath the sky are all from these four elements. V'choshu yemei adam v'heima v'o v'remes v'dag v'tzemach v'umateches v'avadnim tovos margolios u'sharav avnei binyan v'harvim v'gushay afar akol galman mechuba me'arba yesodos halalu. All these different items, whether they humans, animals, birds, bugs, fish, plants, metals, stone, pearls, building stones, mountains, earth, all of these things come from the four different elements. Nimtzu kol hagufim shel lamata min harakia chut me'arba yesodos ha'ilu mechubarim migolem v'tzura. Everything essentially that exists underneath underneath the sky, meaning all of that things that we just listed, aside from actually the four core elements, exists with both matter and form. The golem shalachem echubar me'arba yisodos ha'idu, and their matter comes from all of these combinations. When we say form, tsura in this case specifically, it's important to point out, golem is referring to the matter. Tsura is referring to form. When we say form, they are spiritual qualities, not the physical shape of something, but rather we're going to see later that that's actually referring to toar, for example. It's important to, the Rambam says, to focus on what the words are. When he uses the word tsura, talking about the spiritual qualities of the item. Same way that the stars and the spheres have spiritual characteristics to them, so to this. The fundamental elements themselves are actually a combination of matter and form only. Again, remember that they are what makes up everything. They themselves are kind of a core element. Derech ha'esh, now in halacha base. Derech ha'esh, v'aruach li'yos, and I was going to go through basically what are the natural tendencies of each of the different four elements. Derech ha'esh, v'aruach li'yos, malachav, v'matal, v'tabur, aretz, v'malach, okay, so ash, fire, and wind both go from down below and ascend upwards. The derech hamayiv ha'aretz the yosme halachom mitachas harakia lemata ad the emtza, and water and earth both go downwards. They descend all the way to the emtza. When we talk about the emtza, it's referring to the middle of the earth itself. You can say that in a second. She emtza harakia. Although it says the center of the actual sky, it's talking about the actual earth, because the center of the earth itself, actually, if you go beyond the center, go under the center, it's actually perhaps closer to the top on the other side. And so again, because everything is a sphere, the center of the earth is actually the core. We're talking about the core of the earth that we're referring to. And that's where the earth and the water go down that direction. V'ein hilucham lo b'daitam, okay, these are not things that they decide to do. They're not desires of theirs. These are their natural tendencies that they were created with. Okay, so fire is warm and dry, and it's the lightest of all them. Okay, so the wind is warm and moist, water is cold and moist, earth is dry and cold, and earth happens to be the heaviest. So fire is the lightest of them all, earth is the heaviest of them all, and But right, and so when we say that Earth is the heaviest, water therefore is obviously lighter than Earth. Lefichach nimseim lemalam min ala aretz. That's why water goes above the ground. Ruach kal min hamayim. Ruach is lighter than water, obviously heavier than fire, which is the lightest of all of them, and therefore lefichach merachef al pnei hamayim. Okay, from Bereishis. Again, we're talking about Maisa Bereishis right now, so it makes sense to be quoting Bereishis. Merachef al pnei hamayim. That's why the air stays above the water. The ha'esh kal min haruach, and fire is lighter than everything else. U'bnei shehem yisodos l'chol gufim, and since they're the elements of everything, shetachas ha'rakia from underneath the sky, yimatzeh kol guf v'gufim adam v'heimo v'chayav v'o v'dag v'tzemach v'matekas v'evin galmo mechubar me'esh v'ruach v'mayim v'afar. Okay, since these are the four elements, everything underneath the sky as a combination of all of them. Arbatan yit arvu biyacha biyishtanu kol echad mehem be'es ha'eruv ad sheyimatim hamchubar be'erasan eino dome le'echad mehen kishehu levado. Okay, so what's important to point out here is that every single form, every single body, all the humanity, animals, metals, plants, and all these different things are a combination of all the different elements, and therefore none of them actually resemble the individual element in and of itself. They change in their yishtanu, when they become an eruv, when they come together, they combine together, they change in their nature, and therefore they become whatever it is you see. And that's why fish look different than animals, which look different than metals, etc., etc. And all those things look different than the original elements as well. They are different than fire, wind, water, and earth. All of them become one goof, and they don't have within the human kind, there's not a piece of earth that you would be able to see separate from all the other things. No, they become one unified goof. You're going to see all the different warm and dry and moist and cold. All those things are going to see together. You're not going to see parts and parts. And then you're going to see, oh, wait a second. Actually, some of them have more fire in them, like living creatures. All living creatures have more ish in them. That's why they have warmer body temperatures, for example. That's why stones, which are mostly made out of aretz, earth, are dry. Some of them have significant water concentration within them. So that's why you see the moisture in them. You're going to see some bodies that are more warm than other warm. Some that are more dry than others. Then you're going to see some things that actually just have coldness. Some that just have moistness. Some that are going to have equal contributions of each, kor and yovish. A kor v'alach ke'echa b'shava. Again, the same concept. Achom v'yovish ke'echa b'shava, or achom v'alach ke'echa b'shava. You're going to see combinations of these that are going to be in equal equilibrium as well. It doesn't have to be, but you will see that. Lefi rov ha'yisod shehaya b'ika ha'tarovis yireh ma'aseh uto. And since, again, you're going to see the larger amount of each one of these is going to actually influence the inclinations of that specific body, which is what we said earlier, like living creatures are going to have more of the noticeable elements of fire, for example. Good. Although that will be, when we get to halacha, Dalid, that's going to be actually up for discussion. Look at halacha gimel in the meantime. Ultimately, at some point, these different unified bodies that come from all these four elements are going to go back to their original elements, something like entropy, where they decompose into their other elements, some take days, some take years. And since everything is made from them, anything that is made of these original elements, go back to those elements, it's impossible that they don't decompose into them. Even this gold that everyone thinks is going to exist forever, no, gold also will go back. And rubies, the same thing. Part of it will go back to the H, part of it will go back to Mayim, etc., etc. Each of them will go back to their original sources. Good. There are those who actually point out that based on this idea of Halacha Gimel, that even at the Tchiyas HaMeisim, there's argument what to say, at least according to the Rambam, that the bodies that do come back will ultimately go back to dust anyway. They might come back in one form, but then you go back to dust afterwards again, because if everything is made from these four elements, it has to go back to those elements. That's what it seems like the law of nature is, according to Halacha Gimel. Why does it say if everything goes back to the four different elements, why does the pasuk say in Bereishis that humanity or Adam or Rishon goes back to Afar specifically? Why not to all four? No, l'fisher rov binyanom min afar. Now, most of what it's made of actually is made of dust. Now, as I pointed out before, we just said a few minutes ago that actually most of the Balei Nefesh is made out of fire. So the Leif Shalom wants to explain that no, actually, while the highest concentration is earth, since the fire is so much stronger and influential, even if it's a lesser majority of the makeup, still it can overtake the earth and provide its features in a more significant way. Okay. Others point out that maybe there's a distinction between animals and humanity. Okay. Not all of these go back directly to their arba yisodos. It's not a direct path from a body directly to one of the four yisodos. Okay, ultimately they all do go back to the original elements, but they may take detours along the way. They may take time for them to go to different other kinds of makeups, and then ultimately to the original four. So we're going to see in a second, but there's a constant state of flux that exists between the different elements. How does this happen? Some of the earth that is closest to the water will transform into water. Again, so some of the water will become wind, and some of the wind will become fire. Same the opposite direction, exactly the opposite direction as well. Again, each of them will go back and forth. So water could go into land and same vice versa, etc. These things take time, they happen consistently, but they happen in very small amounts. Don't worry, we won't end up with only three elements over time, because it can't be that an entire element will turn into the other element. All of wind can't become fire. One of these four elements cannot go be nullified. It's impossible. They're going to go back and forth kind of in varying degrees, so that there'll be some of the Eish will go to Ruach, and simultaneously some of the Ruach will go to Eish. They go back and forth on the borders of each of the elements. And remember, each of these elements exists as spheres, one on top of the other, very similar to the original spheres we talked about in the last halacha. Okay, and they're gonna constantly be in tandem, and they're gonna go back in a recurring cycle. They're not going to stop in that cycle. Fine. Regarding that halacha. It's very interesting. The Rechaim HaKadosh quotes when it says V'tama Sarah, that Sarah Yemenu dies in Perek Chaf Gimel Pasuk Beis in Bereishis. So the Rechaim HaKadosh actually quotes the Rambam. Say l'man mashe kasev Rambam Perek Dalim Melachos Yisod HaTorah Din Hey, this halacha. She yishtana ha-yisod li-yisod ha-veiru ha-karu ve-lav v'yapecha or afron l'mayim. Right, so everything can basically turn into other things, as we Rambam does just describe. So there's kulam the yisod ha'esh, the yisod ha'esh, the yisod ha'esh ha'neshama v'havan. Okay, so what the Rechaim HaKadosh basically is making the claim is that the holiest of holy people that exist in this world continue living, in quotations, continue some form of life in this world. They don't all go back to Afar and back to their original elements in the same way, but a person is capable of transforming themselves and their entire mitzvahs, even their physical mitzvahs, into Yesod H. I have no idea what this means, but apparently this is a Kabbalistic idea that is well known. The Rechaim HaKadosh is quoting it when it comes to Sarah Yemenu and quotes a couple of other cases in the Gemara that may have referred to this, but there Yesod goes to the Yesod H, all of it goes to fire, and then from there it goes to the H HaNeshama, that it goes to the H HaNeshama and allows for that body or that existence to continue on beyond death. Again, not in the living way that we think of when we say living, but in an ongoing way in the form of elements, not necessarily going back to the four core elements. Okay. In other words, there is a possibility that through our hard work and through our devotion and connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, we can actually transform our own selves in one direction or the other. Good. Halacha vav. The sixth halacha. V'shinu is that yebesvivas agalgal v'mesvivaso yitchabru abatan v'yemehen sh'ar galmei b'nei adam v'nefesh chaya tzemach v'evin ha'techaz v'ha'kel nosin l'chol golem v'golem tzura r'uya lo al yedei malach ha'siri she'hiya tzura nikres ishim. Okay, this cycle that is caused by the rest is actually caused by the revolution of these spheres. Okay, and it causes these combinations to take place between the different bodies. I guess the friction or whatever it is between the spheres, because again, remember, there's no space between the different spheres, will actually cause a different. Going back to the different, again, remember the transferring between the different elements that happens because of the revolutions. Okay, and as the Rambam says as well. The Ribono Shel Olam himself gives each body the form that is appropriate for it. Again, remember the spiritual form that is appropriate for it. And it is actually based on the angels. Remember, we talked about angels a couple of programs ago. These are the angels, specifically the angels that are called the Ishim. And if you remember, those are the 10th sphere of angels. And why were they called the 10th sphere of angels? Why were they called Ishim? Because they're closest to humanity. And again, that is where that spiritual form ultimately comes from that level of angels. But this is talking about any form of life in this world. Every single life form gets a tzura. Again, we're not talking about a physical form. We're talking about a spiritual form. And some point out, the Bereishis Rabba, if you look at Bereishis Rabba, the Bereishis Rabba points out, and this is something that's well often quoted, that there's no blade of grass that grows without having a spiritual force telling it to grow, ultimately. And so what are those spiritual forces, says the Rambam, that comes from the 10th level of the angels, the lowest level of the angels, the one that understands the Ribono Shel Olam the least of all the angels, but they're also the closest to humanity and living form in this world. Good. Halacha Zayin. In our world, we cannot see matter and form going separated, basically, or one without the other. We always see them combined. And again, remember, we're talking about spiritual form right now. So humanity can't really see a combination of matter and form. We don't see that combination. And it's really ultimately the heart of a person that can understand these matters that we're basically describing all of these prakim so far, these four prakim. Really, the heart is the one that's going to understand it, that some matter is made of the four different elements. Okay, the gufim shagalim pashtut ve'ena mechuba rak megolam echad. Okay, and then there are some that actually only come from one type of matter, okay, and that's referring to the spheres and the stars. Remember, as we referred to earlier, that actually that type of matter is different than the matter that we are typically used to. Okay, and then there are types of things that we can't see with our eyes at all, okay? Like the angels, for example, and we believe that they still exist. We can't see them, but we believe that they exist the same way we believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam exists, even though we can't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay, again, that all happens internally, essentially. We can't possibly see this, and again, and that goes back to the original limitation of bodies, the same way the Ribbono Shel Olam can't have a body because it's a limiting factor there. It's same thing for us as well. It limits us as well, a limiting factor. It limits us as well in our comprehension, and that's why, for example, the angels have a better comprehension. They don't have bodies. Halacha ches. Nefesh kol basar hi tzura so, shenasam lo akel v'adas yaseira betzuya benafsho, shel adam hi tzura sa adam ha-shonim b'dayto, v'al tzura zo ne'emar betoro das ha-adam b'tzalmenu k'lo yotzenu, k'lo mar sh'ti yelo tzura ha-yodas v'maseges ha-deos she'en lachem golem k'mo ha-melachim she'hem tzura b'lo golem ad she'meh lahen. Okay, it's very important. Halacha ches. Okay, so there's a soul for all the bodies. That comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself, okay, and there's an extra level for humanity itself. That's a spiritual form, and it's a perfect in knowledge, and that comes from Nasa Adam Metzalmenu Kidumaseinu. Again, remember, Selem, sorry, Metzalmenu Kidumaseinu, the Tzura that we're referring to here is like the Tzura of the Malachim. This is a spiritual form, not an actual physical form, because it has no Golem. It has no actual physical form. Same way the Malachim don't have one, so too our Nefesh that comes into our body also doesn't have one, and it is the attempt to essentially resemble the angels to the same way that we possibly can. Ve'inu Omer al Tzura Zo HaNikeret La'inayim Shehiya Peh V'achudim V'lesatos U'shar Roshem HaGuf Shazo Tovar Shema. Okay, as we pointed out earlier, this is not referring to, when we say the word tzura, we're talking about form, we're not talking about the physical form, the mouth, the nose. We're not talking about the physical form of the body, we're talking about the spiritual form. And when we talk about the physical form, that's tohar. V'ina ha-nefesh ha-metzuya l'chol nefesh chayav, sheba ochel v'shote molid marigish v'harer, el ha-deya shehi tzuras ha-nefesh ha-metzuras ha-nefesh ha-kosu b'taber b'talmenu k'dmoseinu. We're not talking about, when we say nefesh, we're not talking about the things, the nefesh, the soul that allows people to drink and to eat and to reproduce and to feel and to think. No, we're talking about the nefesh or the ruach, the neshama, right? This is not neshama, sorry, the nefesh. Be very careful with terminologies. You're going to say the neshama in a different thing in a second. But pa'am rabos tikara zos hatzura nefesh v'ruach. That's what we're talking about, nefesh. V'levi ech tzarech li'zar v'shmosan shalo yit eba adam v'hen v'chol shem v'shem yilamim yonno. Okay, these are not the other types of a nefesh, for example, the nefesh achaya that allows it to eat and drink and other. No, this is das. This is a higher understanding. That's the type of nefesh that we're talking about. I mean, be very careful with the terminology. This is nefesh and ruach. That's this type of nefesh. The same way, again, surah is different than toar. This is a different type of nefesh. Good. Halacha test. Okay, this tzuras ha-nefesh, this soul is not, the form of the soul is actually not from the elements that decompose, so don't worry, it doesn't decompose. It's also not from the neshama itself. The neshama actually requires a body. When the body dies, we're going to see in a second, the neshama is gone. The nefesh, that goes on. That's from the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. The Amelach points out that the nefesh is actually a chelik aloka mimal, while everything is actually from Hashem. So it's nice to point out that this is from Hashem, everything's from Hashem. Says the Amelach, no, this is the chelik aloka mimal. Yes, everything's from Hashem, but this thing goes back to the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. We're going to see that in a second. So again, it doesn't get destroyed like the go back to the original elements. It doesn't get cut off the same with the neshama that happens when the guf is gone, because the neshama does tzricha la guf. Elamei Hashem min Hashemayim. It comes from the Moshe himself. It's like a chelik alokam imal, says the Yad HaMelech. The fiyach kishi yiparei ha-golem shechu mechubar min ha-yesodos ha-betovar ha-neshama mipnei she'ina metzuya ela im ha-guf u tzricha la guf In no way, shape, or form does this tzura of the nefesh get destroyed. The neshama goes gone. The body itself is gone, but the nefesh exists. The fisha ain't tzricha the neshama b'asel. You don't need the neshama. Elo yodas masegas ateos atrudos min hakolamim yodas borei hakol ve'omedas olam lo me'alamim. This is the part of us that recognizes the Rebbe on the Sholem, and that exists eternally. Hu she'amar Shlomo bechakmasa ve'yashuv afar ala aretz kishahaya ve'aruach tashuv el Elohim asher nitana. Okay, so as it says in Koheles, Shlomo points out that yes, the afar part of ourselves, as we pointed out earlier in Halacha Dalet, that the afar, the earth, is the major component of our bodies. Again, as we pointed out earlier, that there's also the fire that may overtake that. Nice, okay, but also the ruach of our existence. Not talking about the element ruach. Now we're talking about the nefesh component of ourselves. That goes back to the Bonus Shlomo again. The way to think about that perhaps is as the chelik aloka mimal, the portion of the Bonus Shlomo that is put into each and every one of us. Nasa adam mitzalmenu kibusenu. That explains that. Good. Halacha yud. Kol dvarim she'elu shenidibarnu. We pointed this out in the beginning, but the Rambam points it out again now. Kol dvarim she'elu shenidibarnu inyon ze kemar midli heim udvarim amukim heim. Okay, as we pointed out earlier with Maisim Merkava, we're saying the same thing now with Maisim Bereishis, that this is only a drop in the bucket, not even in the bucket, right? This is actually a drop in the bucket. Earlier we said it was a drop in the yam when it came to Maisim Merkava. Here he's after using the word, midali, drop in the bucket, okay? Because the bucket is probably smaller, as I'm going to say in a second. The Maisim Bereishis is less intense than Maisim Merkava, nevertheless, this is still only a drop in the bucket. Okay, this Amukim that is in the third and fourth chapters, the depth of these chapters is nothing compared to the depths of the first and second chapters. Again, that's Maisa Merkava. This is only Maisa Bereishis. That's why it's called the bucket versus the yam. Okay? Ubeya kol elu advarim shabarat shlishi revi hu anekar Maisa Bereishis. This is all called Maisa Bereishis. Vekach tziva kachamim reshonim she'en darshim b'dvarim ha'elu b'rabim elu l'adam echad modim dvarim elu umelam din osan. Okay? And so as we pointed out earlier, these things are only really supposed to be taught to one person and not taught in the public forum. And again, what I would stress is that, again, the Rambam here is saying it's only a drop in the bucket. I'm not even giving you everything. I'm not even giving you close to everything. And so therefore, this is not in transgressing what the Chazal told us. And also, the Moreh Nevuchim is presumably a much more intense way of understanding Maisa Merkava and Maisa Bereishis. Uma, now look in Halacha Yud Aleph. Uma bein inyan ma'aseh berakava inyan ma'aseh bereishis. What's the difference between ma'aseh berakava and ma'aseh bereishis? So inyan ma'aseh berakava afilu echad in darshin bo ella im kein hayachacham maybe midaito mosfin lo rosh haprogim. As we pointed out, when it comes to ma'aseh berakava, that needs to be taught to one person, and that's not, you can't even teach them the entire idea. You have to give them the rosh haprogim, the beginnings of ideas, and let them figure it out on their own. Even if a person can't figure it out themselves, you can teach one person the entirety of Maaseh Bereishis. Umodino, so I'll call Mali Chayachal Beda Midvar Meli. You can teach them as much as they can handle. If that's the case, then why don't we teach it in the public forum? No, the fisha ain't called Adam Yeshlo Das Rechava, the Hasig Beirish Ubeir, called Varim Al Burin. Okay, so not everyone is capable of actually understanding this, and so therefore we do it with Yechidim, we do it one on one, even though again it'd be appropriate to potentially teach it to everyone, even if they can't figure it out themselves. Halacha Yud Beis, and then we have two more halachas left, and then we'll close out these four halachas. Bizman Shah, the Mizmonim Dvarim Ha'elu, this is going to actually explain why Maisa Bereishis comes up after teaching us about the mitzvahs of Av Yiras Hashem. When someone thinks about all of this idea, all these ideas that we just taught, Ha'elu, Machir Kol Beruyim Malach Vigaldo Adam Vyotzibo, right? Vyirach Hakmasa Shalkash Baruch Hu, ultimately, if you think about all these things, from whether it's all of the creations of the Bnei Shalom, whether it's the angels or the spheres, or, you know, again, that's in that order. There's the Bnei Shalom and then the ten levels of angels, and then all the different levels of the spheres, and then humanity underneath all of that. And then within humanity, there are all the other life forms that are made up of the four different elements. All of this is created by the Ribono Shel Olam himself, that's going to directly create this sense of love for the Ribono Shel Olam and desire Right, as we quoted earlier, this deep thirst to want to come and love the Ribono Shel Olam. Ah, but simultaneously, when you think about all this majesty, all these amazing other things that are way, 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 way greater than us, we remember how small and insignificant we are. That will ultimately lead us to a sense of yira, but perhaps a yiras haromus, a deeper sense of ava, a sense of awe of the Ribono Shel Olam that comes out of this. Okay. Now, some want to point out that the first word of this halacha is bizman sha'adam esponim b'dvarim elu. At the times when one is thinking about these things, then they can get to understanding the Ribono Shel Olam and coming to a love and fear of the Ribono Shel Olam. The Migalos and others want to point out that actually this is not the only way. When he says bizman sha'adam, this is one path, but you could also go through other drachim of Kedusha that will allow you to gain ava and yiras Hashem. This is one path. Perhaps the Rambam would say this is perhaps the most significant path, but others would claim no, it's not the only path. Bizman, the Rambam is already giving you room to understand that this is when you're doing this, you can achieve Ava and Yiras Hashem, but there are other ways of achieving Ava and Yiras Hashem as well. Remember the five different mitzvahs that we're talking about, these five mitzvahs, whether it's believing in the Ribono Shel Olam, Emuna, Lo Yeh, not having any other gods, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, believing that one, the unification of the Ribono Shel Olam, and then Ahava and Yiras Hashem, loving and fearing God, all these five mitzvahs. Four Gedolim again, Ben Azai, Ben Zoma, Acher, which is Alusha Ben Ebuya, now called Acher, and Rabbi Akiva all went into this place called Paradise, which is supposed to be, says the Rambam, these five mitzvahs. Really understanding Maisa Makam, Maisa Mereshis, understanding the depths of these mitzvahs is where they went. If you have Gedol Yisrael, Hayu, and even the greatest Gedol Yisrael, the Chacham Gedolim Hayu, and they were great, great, great wise people. They couldn't all possibly understand it all. Okay, so just keep in mind in context, again, Rabbi Akiva is the only one who really made it out safe. One became a heretic, one became insane, one died. So they all had a difficulty with the different connections with this matter. So again, it puts it in context. If we ourselves are not comprehending it to the level that we'd like to right now, it's due to the fact that we are on the level that we are and recognizing what level we are. Good. Vani Omer She'in Rayu L'Tayal Paradis Elamisha Shinis Malik Reisulach and Basar. First, you gotta eat bread and meat. What do I mean, bread and meat? We'll see in a second. Before you go into the paradise, before you go into these categories of this depths of, you know, Maisa Merkava, Maisa Bereishis, first eat bread and meat. What are we talking about? Lech Basar, who laid the Asa, Asa, Vamutar, Isvater, Vyotvahem, Mishar, Mitzvahs. You gotta learn all the different halachos, learn the Torah. What do you mean? That feature the Ramay, Lu, Dabar Katan, Karu, Sakam, Shaharu, Shahari, Amru, Kakam, Dabar Godo, Maisa Merkava, Dabar Katan, Avios, Dabayev Rabba. Even though Kakam say that this is a small thing. Avios, Dabayev Rabba, the Gemara, the Chazal, the ideas of the Torah, the halacha, etc., etc. These things are called davar katan, the small things, and ma'aser merkava, that's called davar gadol, even though it's still called davar katan. No, afa pichein ruyin helatiman. First, you should give precedence to havayos the bayav rabba. This is bread and then meat. You should have to fill your crate, so you have to fill your stomach with what the typical limud, so to speak, would be. Again, halacha, gemara. The typical limud first before going into ma'aser merkava and ma'aser bereishis. Okay. Shehem, why is that the case? Shehem miyashvin daito shel adam tchila. First of all, before you get into everything else, this will keep our minds, so to speak. It will settle our minds first. Oh, shehem atova gedola sheishpia kadosh baruch hu lishuva olam hazeh kdeven chol chayi olam hapa. Because that limud, the limud that we're referring to, this davar katan, that davar katan, the virus that I have a rabbah, limud Torah in the way that it's traditionally done, halacha, perhaps even just learning this entire sefer, Mishnah Torah, the Rambam does say in Ezek Tamba, actually could potentially replace learning Gemara. Again, that was another reason why there were many who were opposed to the Rambam. Nevertheless, the whole purpose of this limud, liyishuvah olam hazeh, k'dei l'chol chayei olam haba, it's a tova hagadola. It's the greatest thing the Rosh Hashanah gave to us, so that we can understand it, so that we can get to olam haba. V'efshi yida'im hakol katam hagadol ish v'isha ba'al lev rachav u'ba'al lev katzar. Everyone can understand this Torah. This Torah that is the Torah that that the Rebbe Shalom gave to us, the Torah that we're learning right now, which is, again, even though this is only a tipa, the Rambam wrote his Mishnah Torah, and this is a great introduction to the rest of the Mishnah Torah, which we will be doing over the next days, months, years, etc., is that the Rambam put it in a way that we'd be able to understand it. He wanted to make it like the Mishnah itself, as he highlights. That's why it's called the Mishnah Torah, perhaps like the Mishnah itself, that it wrote down all the halachos and the gemaras, basically in the form that he did, to help us understand it, so that everyone can understand it. And we, hopefully, with Siyata Deshmaya, will continue to understand as many of the ideas of the Rambam is writing about in his halachos. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.